You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary.
Hopefully refreshed from their Christmas break, the Stags return to league action at the Snow Stadium to take on local rivals Lymington Town. Lacking a little bit of urgency, perhaps, about the attacking play. Oh, that is a heavy... heavy challenge on Ben Jefford. That is a sending off.
He must be good 6 inches off the ground, both feet off the ground, and I'm just hoping Ben Jefford has got nothing serious here.
Griffin, towards the edge of the area, tries to slip through Ngalo. Ngalo from a narrow angle, shoots! Finds the bottom corner, beats Callum Coulter, and 2 minutes after the sending off, the Stags have taken the lead through Jordan Ngalo. It is AFC Totten 1, Lymington Town 0. Griffin on the edge of the area. Tries to poke it through for Gwengwe. One-on-one with Coulter. 2-0. And I tell you what, since that first goal, you get the feeling that it might have been coming. You know, struggled a little bit with injuries after he got that hat-trick against Barnstable. And, you know, good to see him back in the swing of things. There's actually Lymington Town have pulled one back from all one ass and nothing. It's just deflected high into the area. Harry McGrath wins the header. And Lymington Town have pulled one back out of absolutely nothing.
The number 9 for Lymington's managed to just nod it in past Lewis Neuson. A particularly easy goal right on the stroke of half-time.
Yeah, that's got to be frustrating on what has otherwise been a brilliant first half for Dan Sackman and Liam Robinson. But the half-time score here, AFC Totten 2, Lymington Town 1. Masterton with the delivery into the centre of the box. Still alive! And eventually, it's turned in by the substitute, Jack Hoey. And you feel like that will kill the game off. So the last time the host had a corner, Jack Hoey put them 3-1 up. Masterton, similar delivery. This time it's a little bit deeper. Oh, it nearly fell for Griffin. Kasimu wins it. Shot deflected in the back of the net. And I think it might be Hoey again. Corner from the opposite side this time. In for Griffin, and it's 5! Wow. Kasimu tries to slip one through. Here's Freddie Reed from a narrow angle. Cuts it back across for Kasimu. And it is six. Just calmly passed into the back of the net. They take this corner short again anyway. Waterfield into the area. Headed on yes! and in the back of the Brent net Williams. For the first time this season. Harry Medway's on the score sheet. Williams cuts inside, defended by Samuel Shearer. No injury time to be played as the final score is AFC Totten 7, Lymington Town 1. So it was seventh heaven for a supreme Stag side post-Christmas. But after the New Year's game with Scholing was owned, we've had a little bit of a longer wait than we might otherwise have seen. But we've got another big local rivalry game for you as we've travelled to Winchester to take on Winchester City. Hello and welcome to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Totten's live match day commentary. We are here at Winchester City for some Friday night football. This is a bit of a rarity at this level, but I must say I'm very much enjoying it. Benjamin Rees, delighted to be joined after a slightly extended Christmas break. Well, Doug Webber.
Hey, it's not all glamour having the Christmas break. Good evening, everyone. Looking forward to this one. The pitch is a little bit frosty. It's a little bit chilly out there. And it's normally cold.
Look, let's not sugarcoat it. A little bit chilly. It's freezing.
Oh, it's absolutely arctic. But look, I'm still happy to be here. We've got a good bunch of the media team and club representatives around us to keep us slightly warm. But no, I'm looking forward to this, and it's a spicy local derby, which is going to warm the place up a little bit.
You would hope so. Cast your minds back to earlier in the season when we played Winchester at the Snows in the league. They took an early lead through an Ollie Balmer free kick. Two Hisham Kasimu goals put us on top, and then Simba Malambo equalised for Winchester before Stefan Zuber was sent off late on. So 2-2 and a red card. If this game is anything like that, it'll be no shortage of drama, Doug.
I would have said that was probably a fair result in the end. The teams were fairly evenly matched, and yeah, as you say, like hopefully we have a similar game tonight, because actually, okay, yeah, fair enough, we're not neutral, but as a neutral, goals, red cards, it does make it exciting.
It certainly can make it a little bit exciting. So we'll run you through the lineups now, and we'll do it again just after kickoff. Just the one change for Winchester City from their last game, which was also, funnily enough, against Lymington. Of course, they were at the Lymington Sports Ground for that, but they made just the one change from that 1-0 victory. Charlie Philpott maintains his place in goal. Number 2, Joshua McCormick. Number 3, Daniel King. 4, Patrick Nolan. 5, Robert Flukes. 6, Kieran Douglas. I think there's a reason they have made this change. Coming into the starting 11 today, number 7, Craig Feeney, of course, formerly of AFC Totten. And number 8 is the captain, Jamie Barron. 9, Warren Bentley. 10, Ollie Balmer. And 11, Simba Malambo. You've got a 5-man bench today. Oliver Bailey drops to the bench with Craig Feeney having come into the side. And the other 4 subs are Daniel Walster, Liam Callahan, Ollie Griggs and Max Smith. Your AFC Totten starting lineup tonight. We will see how they line up, because I think it has the potential to be that 4-3-3 you're used to, or even potentially shift to a back three. We shall see. Lewis Noyce is in goal. No changes at the fullbacks. Lewis Waterfield keeps his place at right back. Ben Jeffords, we had some worries when he took that heavy challenge against Lymington, but he's good to go back in the starting lineup today. Callum Bourne's wearing the number 4, so whether he'll be a centre-back or whether they'll use him at the base of midfield, we shall see. Harry Medway and Adi Olamiwa will also be in the centre of defence. 7 is Freddie Reed, 8 is Jordan Ngalo, 9 Hisham Kasimu, 10 Shaq Gwengui, and then of course 11 Sam Griffin. So the only change from that starting lineup from the 7-1 win over Lymington is Adam Tomasso dropping to the bench. And Callum Bourne, maybe a slight change of role, and Adi Olamiwa coming into the starting lineup. Your substitutes, Jack Hoey, Brett Williams, Jordan Riggett, Jack Masterton, and a new face on the bench as well. Freshly signed a couple of days ago, Pascal Kapugamu makes his potentially a chance to get in some action today for the first time for the Stags.
And I'm really excited to see Pascal play. He's a player with real quality. You can see he's warming up just in front of us here as we speak, just playing the ball around with Jordan Riggett. But he's an ex-England under-18s international. He's a former Saints player, He signed a pro contract with Saints and also formerly at Man City. So hopefully he will add some extra resolve to the defence, which is already a very strong defence.
Yeah, it might be a tough lineup to make his way into, but certainly he has the quality to potentially do so.
Yeah, definitely, without question. But look, we've said it before, never a weak AFC Tottenham lineup. Haven't seen one yet, and I don't think we will. But I will be really interested to see whether Callum Bourne does come in as that at the base of that midfield, replacing the kind of standard Adam Tomasso role which we're so used to. But actually, he has come on as a substitute in a couple of games in that base of the midfield. So I am going to put my neck on the line.
Ooh.
And it's going to be a 4-3-3.
That is my suspicion. But again, we will see how it plays out. You were able to grab a few words before the game today with manager Dan Sackman. Would you like to would you like to treat us to those?
I can indeed. So it was a chilly chat. So it's only 90 seconds, but it was great to get the insight with him earlier.
Dan, it's a chilly evening in Winchester under the lights. Friday night game. It's been a while since I've seen a Friday night game at this level.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's not often you get to play Friday night, and under the lights is always a nice touch. And we're glad it's on today because the weather forecast isn't great for tomorrow. And actually, the pitch right now is looking really, really good. So it should be a good night of football.
Got any team news for us?
Ads Tomasso still not quite recovered from an injury he picked up in training. So he's unavailable tonight. But he'll be the only one. Obviously, Pascal will be in the squad tonight, having got his signing on form done on Wednesday night. I think they're the only two sort of changes as of right now.
And a couple of new faces. So we've got Pascal joining the team and, of course, Josh at a younger level. But look, what's it like for the changing room to bring in new faces?
It depends if who you are and how you perceive it in the changing room. So we always perceive it as a good thing. If they're the right people before players, if they're the right people, it usually adds something. And Pascal has definitely added a lot of energy and he's very outgoing and he's added a lot to the changing room already. Some players will see it as a challenge and we might even see the best out of the existing players now that there's a little bit more competition. So at this stage in this season, when games are going to come thick and fast, it can only be a positive thing.
Super. Have a good night.
Thank you very much.
So we hinted at potentially a couple of changes there. We'd already talked about the fact that Pascal's on the bench and that Adam Tomasso isn't in the squad today. So he picked up a knock in training.
Yeah, so he's carrying a bit of a knock. We think, as Dan said, maybe he's another week or so away. But I was talking to Adam on Wednesday night. He turned up for training, even though he wasn't involved actively. He wants to be part of that team. Now he's come back, he wants to still be involved. And I was chatting to him and it sounds as though something innocuous has just aggravated. But having Tomasso coming back soon will be, it'll be good to have him back in the team.
Yeah, since his return to the club after that spell away earlier in the season, he's become a key cog, especially transitioning between the phases of play for Dan Sackman's side.
Yeah, and I was having a little joke with him about how there have been games so far this season when he has been involved before he went out to Porchester and since, where he just has put his head in the way of absolutely everything. And I said, "You're going to get injured, Adam." And he was like, "Yeah, you are right, to be fair." But
it's one of those things when you play certain roles, you know, perhaps you expose yourself to that a little bit more. But also, it also makes it more frustrating when you pick up a knock in training rather than in a game.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Like, it's not where you expect to be picking up knocks. Can I just want to mention Jack Hurry on the bench. The boys, Jack Hurry, Ethan Taylor and Brett Williams are just knocking a few free kicks in. And Jack Hurry, on a couple of occasions, has put it into the literally as close to the top corner as you could possibly get.
I mean, it's not the first time we've seen that this season from him. He certainly has quality from the free kick.
Yeah, without question. And we never know. Might be key tonight if he comes on.
Yeah, when the two sides met earlier in the season, there was nothing to split the two. The spoils were shared on a slightly tempestuous affair at the Snow Stadium. And if the players bring that same fire tonight, we are in for a corker. And I'll be honest, a little bit of fire probably wouldn't go amiss for a lot of, for what is, I must say, a decent turnout for a very cold evening.
Well, when they moved it to Friday night, I was thinking, what is that for the TV or what? No, it's not for the TV, but I tell you what, it has brought the fans in. It is a chilly night and it isn't the most comfortable for fans, but They are here in their hordes, which is brilliant to see.
Yeah, we're speaking to first team coach, I should say, rather than assistant manager, Liam Robinson, before the game, and he was saying, you know, he used to play his trade there here, and they like having these Friday night fixtures because it provides fans, you know, a bit of an occasion to come down for. You know, maybe on a Friday evening, you're a little bit looser than you would be on a Saturday afternoon, and it means fans can, they've got the entirety of their weekend free to do as they wish with.
And actually, I think it's a bit more family friendly because you've got your Saturday to spend with the family, get yourself out on a Friday night to watch your football, and keeps your Saturday free. So not that I have kids yet, but that's how I would see it.
I was going to say, that's news to me. So the two teams are making their way onto the pitch now to the sounds of Fat Boy Slim's Right Here, Right Now.
Which I love. I've organised a couple of charity games, and that is our chosen walkout music.
Oh, interesting. Big claim. For Winchester, it's the home shirts, the red and black stripes, red shorts, red socks, green, call that a mint green goalkeeping jersey. For the Stags, we're in our away kit, which, of course, those of you who were at the Lymington game on the 27th, of course, we wore at home as part of Shelter's No Home Kit campaign, something that the club was very proud to support. So it is the fluorescent yellow shirts with the black detailing, the black shorts and the luminous yellow socks, and the orange goalkeeping kit today for goalkeeper Lewis Noyce, who keeps his place in the Tottenham net.
I think the key name that's sticking out for me, apart from, of course, Craig Feeney on the away, on the home team's lineup.
Can I take a guess?
Go on.
Is it Simba Malambo?
It is, yeah. Simba Malambo, he's been knocking in goals for fun at times during this season. And we see him pop up on the video printer so very regularly. So, I wouldn't be surprised if there is a Winchester goal, if it comes at the feet or head of Malambo.
And of course, he did get that equaliser for Winchester when we played at the Snows earlier in this season after they took a 1-0 lead.
Just seeing, I don't know if this is going to be telling, but we've got, just waiting for this. It looks as though it is going to be a back three because
that's where they seem to be starting.
They're shaping up at least as if it's going to be a back three. But of course, we are waiting for the toss to take place. So they could still swap ends, but we will see. And I tell you what, in the last 5 minutes, don't know about you, taking a little nosedive in temperatures yet again.
I don't know about you. I've been cold the entire evening. The second I stepped out of my car, I was like, oh, I think we've both got six layers on the top half.
Yeah, six layers on the top half. I've got two on the bottom half.
Yep.
But my socks, my two pairs of socks are not doing the job.
I'm thinking I should have worn a sneaky pair of socks under this pair of socks.
Yeah. The feet are cold. You know what we could do with is I don't know, some sort of pair of Ugg boot or something like that. An Ugg boot would be
what with
nice
like a fur
warm.
Lining?
Yeah, with a fur lining.
And a sneaky platform heel.
And it's to make you look an inch or so taller.
Like, I've told you before, it does not faze me.
No. Yeah, and just unrelated, Richard Matthews looking nice and warm tonight.
Yes, totally unrelated, obviously. I thought you were going to say I could do with a nice little fan heater, and of course we tried that at Willand Rovers and it backfired.
And that did not go well.
To be fair, it might have literally backfired. Hello to everyone listening on the Podbean. See Brenda, Happy New Year to everyone. Of course, sentiments that we echo. Ben Rocky Adams, who we can see sat just a little bit to our left, reminding everyone of the fans forum that you can attend on Friday the 28th of January. As we are underway here, Hisham Kasimu takes the ball initially, and we are in play as it's humped down the left wing and out of play for a throw. So here are the starting lineups for you. For Winchester City, in goal, Charlie Philpott, Joshua McCormick, Daniel King, Patrick Nolan, Robert Flukes, Kieran Douglas, Craig Feeney, the captain, Jamie Barron, Warren Bentley, Oliver Balmer, and Simba Malambo. And for AFC Tottenham, Lewis Noyce in goal, Lewis Waterfield and Ben Jefford as the fullbacks. Harry Medway, Adi Olumuwa, and maybe Callum Bourne at centre-back. Freddie Reid, Jordan Gallo in the midfield, and the front three, Hisham Kassimu, Shaq Gwengui, and Sam Griffin.
And I look like I might have a bit of egg on my face because it looks like Callum Bourne is stepping a little higher now into that midfield role. One thing I noticed, which I don't think I've seen before, is Shaq Gwengui was not ready for kickoff. He had to put some extra tape on his socks. So he was sitting on the bench as kickoff was taken.
Interesting. That's highly unusual. I haven't seen that before. Appeals for a handball on the halfway line by Winchester. And then nothing came their way, and Gallo was chopped down slightly. And it's going to be a free kick to the visitors.
Yeah.
Just on the edge of the centre circle in the Winchester half.
Yeah, Jordan Gallo trying to get the ball forward, looking to the feet of Hisham Kassimu. But as he played the ball forward, which was blocked, didn't make it its intended target, he was floored at some pace.
So Jefford puts the ball forward, header on it, but I think actually there might have been a player offside when the free kick was taken. And so a potentially promising opportunity will come to nothing.
I think it was actually Adi Olumuwa who had just strayed offside beyond the offside trap.
So the thing that's interesting is the use of Callum Bourne as that defensive midfielder rather than someone like, say, Jack Marston or Jack Hoey. What do you think Dan Sackman's thinking is there?
I think his thinking would be that Callum Bourne is a very defensive-minded player. But he's got that driving ability to get forward as well. So I think even though he's a fullback, I think it gives a real flexibility to the play for Totten.
Sam Griffin chases a ball down the left flank, but in doing so, was adjudged to have brought down a Winchester player. So it's going to be a free kick to the host, taken from not too far away from their corner flag.
Yeah, a little push there from Sam Griffin. I don't think there was much contact, but the defender was going down a blind alley, so I think may have just slightly nudged himself over just to try and win that free kick.
Free kick hoofed forwards, header on, falls at the feet of Malambo, and now they're trying to find a way to get it into the centre.
Good touch.
Lewis Waterfield cuts it out, and then turns, looks downfield, tries to pick the pass, blocked, it might go back to Waterfield. Olumuwa goes to put his left boot through it, and it's headed back towards the keeper. Kassim is going to try and pinch in there, but there was, in real truth, I think Philpott probably always had that covered, and he picks it up and gets the play restarted quickly. Another long ball played. This time it's Harry Medway who's onto it, but his head is going to go out of play for a throw on the far side.
I'm just checking the timer because I didn't start mine, but I will get it sorted now. I do apologise for that.
42 minutes?
Correct.
That's we've got left of the first half, not gone. It's not gone that quickly.
Thank you, Rich. Looking nice and warm over there.
And Gallo has it in the midfield. He's trying to work his way out of a tight space. It might fall to Reid. Reid, Kassimu, can he get past on the turn? No, he can't. And there's just a little bit of a leg left in there, perhaps. Referee blows up for the free kick.
Oh, it didn't seem like there was much in that at all.
This time Bourne with a header out, but it's still Winchester trying to push forward in numbers at this time, but well frustrated on the left flank by Ben Jefford. He doesn't win the throw-in, right in front of the home dugout.
Yeah, but you could see straight away, first opportunity for him to face up against Craig Feeney, straight away going in with that hefty challenge there.
Loose ball nearly allows Gwengui in at the back, just about cut out by Winchester. Waterfield traps it on the chest.
That's a good touch. Sorry.
That is a very good touch. You are right. Infield to Bourne. And then he finds Sam Griffin. Griffin tries to play the diagonal. Forward to Kassimu. Kasimu's got the touch and he's now cutting to the byline. Trying to cut it across for Gwengui. Cut out by the Winchester defence. Still alive though. And Winchester will just about escape with the ball. But that was a dangerous opportunity there. Can they spring a chance on the counter? Now they've got it on the left side with Balmer. Balmer trying to play one in for someone in behind. But Lewis Noyce puts his name on it early. Clears it right the way downfield.
Oh, great touch yet again there. Some incredible touches in the conditions. It's quite impressive.
I must say, as a defender, when you've got players with rapid pace bearing down on you, I'd be tempted just to put my boot through it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm that sort of defender myself.
Trying to put one over the top. Can they get someone in behind Ben Jefford? They can. Lewis Noyce made himself big, and Craig Feeney very nearly had the chance to put his new club ahead against his old one.
And that, I tell you what, it, That is the danger when you play against Craig Feeney. He's persistent, he's pacey, he's physical, he offers so much. And actually, I think he could be a real thorn in the side of AFC Tottenham tonight.
Corner's going to be taken from the far side. Looks like maybe an outswinger with the right foot from this angle. Packed penalty area. Headed out firmly by Harry Medway. But they're going to try and recycle another opportunity. It's down on that right flank. Whipped in again. Oh. Header on, in goal. Oh, no. Somehow Lewis Noyes from point blank range has able to make himself big enough to prevent the ball going in. That could and maybe should have been 1-0 to the hosts.
I would say that should have been. And that is a reaction save. That is a brilliant save from Lewis Noyes.
And Lewis Noyes now picks up a loose ball in his penalty area. We know with that distribution, he can get the play restarted quickly, but he's just going to take a little bit of time now for just to calm the pressure a little bit, because that the closest of close calls.
I can't believe they didn't score. I thought that was a given that that was going to be a goal, but Lewis Noyes puts himself in the right position. That's all you can do as a goalkeeper in that position. Hope that it hits you.
Make yourself as big as possible.
Make yourself as big as possible. It hits him in the midriff, and that's a real let off for AFC Tottenham.
I think it was Robert Flukes himself, a former Stag, who got that header goal bound and just couldn't somehow beat the keeper.
Yeah, and well, I'll tell you what, the only fluke that was there was that Lewis Noyes was in the right position.
The harder you practice, the luckier you get.
Very true.
Here's N'Golo. Can he pinch it through to a teammate? Not quite. It's loose and an opportunity now to spring a counter. Baumers looking for Malambo over the top. Lewis Noyes thought about coming. He doesn't. Olamiwa wins the ball in the challenge and it goes out for a throw. You can see already they're looking for that direct ball to Malambo and he's causing problems, but that was a good challenge by Olamiwa.
I cannot believe only 7 minutes have been played. This is so end-to-end. And I tell you what, this has been played at a frenetic pace. If it continues this way, they are going to be exhausted. There are going to be some tired, tired bodies tonight.
Feels like a derby as now there's another opportunity. Perhaps Olamiwa tries to come across to cut it out. Doesn't. And now Winchester have hit the post. Drilled against the base of the post by Patrick Nolan. I'm still not sure how they're not ahead. And now Kasimu perhaps on the turn. Tries to slip it through for Gwengui. His pass is a little bit undercooked. Freddie Mead might pick this back up. Advantage played by the referee. Here's Kasimu on the edge of the area. Kasimu shoots. Spectacularly turned over the bar by Charlie Philpott. This game just keeps delivering, Doug. Could have been 1-0. Hit the post. Go down the other end on the counter. Good advantage played by the referee. And only a brilliant save, Charlie Philpott. Not the biggest keeper, but he did brilliantly to palm that over the bar.
Oh, wow. That was an immaculate save from Philpott. He has no right to save that ball. It had pace. It had height to be out of his area of reach, and somehow he got a palm to it.
Well, they scored 4 goals from corners against Lymington. Oh. Did Tottenham? Can they make something of this? How unjust that might feel for Winchester, but. Don't think Tottenham would mind.
Wow, no, I don't. Sorry, I was just a bit distracted, just waving at Sarah, the stadium manager, who's just arrived a little bit late. Don't know whether that was traffic or whatever, but I'm a bit dumbfounded by this early start to this game.
And Garlo provides a short corner option, but it's whipped into the box. Griffin got free, but he just slipped as he tried to take a shot. It's pulled to N'Golo. Now N'Golo's hit the post, and it's turned over the line by Olamiwa. And in an action-packed first 10 minutes, first Lewis Noyes, then the post denied Winchester. The post then prevented Jordan N'Golo, but Adi Olamiwa was just being a nuisance on the goal line and got enough to stab it goalwards, and AFC Tottenham have taken a 1-0 lead.
Jordan N'Golo with an absolute thunderbolt that has come off the inside of the post, fallen at the feet of a couple of players. I think Kasimu was there, Adi Olamiwa was there, and it looked as though, from the way that he reeled off, that is a goal for Adi Olamiwa, which I believe will be his first of the season.
I believe so. So everyone's trying to get in on the act now for the Stags. Harry Medway last game. And now his central defensive partner, Olamiwa, as this one is alive in the area. And Winchester have instantly equalised. A brilliant layoff from Malambo. Just allowed the teammate to come and pick it up. And it was drilled past Lewis Noyes. It's always a dangerous time after you've just scored. Wow. But they've gone right down the other end and equalised.
Oh, so they're just announcing Adi Olamiwa's goal, and all of a sudden, it's one each.
They literally hadn't even announced it. I think it's the captain, Jamie Barron, who's drawn the sides level, and...
We'll have to wait for the announcement for that one.
I tell you what.
I don't think it was Craig Feeney.
No, I'm pretty sure that it wasn't.
Let me just ask one of these guys.
Well, that one for the dubious goals panel.
I think they're saying that it was Warren Bentley is what these guys... But they said Craig Feeney. It wasn't Craig Feeney. That was not Craig Feeney.
It is Warren Bentley. It there was. You go.
Well,
got either there in the end.
Either
it
way.
Was so it's been played at such a frenetic pace. They're not surprised that you're not... that. You just can't necessarily keep a handle on everything because you'd have been forgiven for just taking your eyes off the ball for a second, literally and metaphorically. But this game is going to continue to go back and forth. Lovely diagonal play. Doesn't quite make its way to Griffin. He tries to close it down.
I think that was actually Jefford with the overlapping run there. You were right. That's as high up the pitch as I've seen him.
And now it's a throw to Tottenham on the far side. So no sooner had they taken the lead and Winchester have immediately hit back. Tell you what, a Friday night feast of football.
And breathe just for a minute anyway. It's their goal was a little bit of a...
Kasimi on the turn, shoots, drives it in at the near post. Goalkeeper keeps it out. Now Griffin into the area, it's deflected.
You cannot get your breath back at all in this game. Like, it's literally end to end. And so what I was going to say is that the Winchester goal, it was a ball that was a shot that came into the box, and it was controlled by Malambo, but it came straight to the feet of Bentley, and that's where the shot came from. So there's a little bit of luck involved, but
referee's seen something he didn't like about Olamiwa.
Yeah, I think Olamiwa just getting a little bit too involved, potentially, maybe a bit heightened his arousal levels
goal. Someone from Winchester wasn't happy with the tackle, maybe said some words, just...
Yeah,
and I think the referee is just asking him to just keep a lid on it.
Yeah, it's
a derby game like this. The last thing you need is for a player from either side to be sent off. The number three for Winchester is having a little discussion with the assistant, Daniel King.
Yeah, I don't like to see that. Like, telling him that he should have seen something that he clearly hasn't seen. But I don't think there was a great deal in it. I think there was a little barge there from Adi, which maybe in the circumstances a little bit silly, but referee's not made any action, not committed
any
action.
If that is a surprise for Tottenham, given the way the first game went between these sides, you know, it was more than tempestuous. A bundle of players down in the box, appeals from a lot of people for not a lot of anything, to be honest. And now Griffin gets the ball downfield. He's looking for Gwengwe. Gwengwe tries to lay it off, but Winchester cut this out, and they're playing the long ball over the top again. Appeals for offside, but it doesn't look like it's coming. Feeney on the right wing puts it into the box, and Jefford takes no nonsense, gets a boot through it and turns it behind for the corner. This game is end to end.
Surely it'll be snail's pace by the time 90 minutes comes. They can't keep this up.
You say that, but when it's a derby game, especially because Tottenham had a little bit of an elongated break with the Scholing game postponed, I bet they'll be bang up for it all the way.
Very true.
Still not even 15 minutes gone in this game, and it's 1-1 here on Stags Radio.
I think this is the most unbelievable start to a game I've seen since Froome, when the keeper was sent off.
So the corner goes in. Looking for the big centre-back to try and get an effort on goal. But an opportunity now on the counter. Reed putting the ball forward. He's looking for Gwengwe. I don't think Gwengwe's quite going to get there in time. Daniel King comes across to cover and put the ball out of play for a throw.
From a tactical perspective, Tottenham really are backing themselves when it comes to the corners. Defending corners, they're leaving three men up. And they're always looking for a little set piece, a little set back to Freddie Reed, who's left up, to look for that ball for Shaq Gwengwe. And actually, if that pays off and Gwengwe's in a bit of pace, in a bit of space with the pace that he has, that could be dangerous for Winchester.
Waterfield's come forward, high ball in, looking towards the back post, but I don't think there's anyone there. Winchester were going to get a chance to punt it downfield again. They like to play this quick, direct football. Malambo looks like he spun the first defender, but Callum Bourne comes across to cover, and that's what he offers you when he's playing in that anchor role.
Yeah, definitely. He definitely offers that. And there's a lazy foot there just left in on Gwengri, and Tottenham have a free kick.
Well, this is breakneck pace football.
Yeah, it without question of doubt. There's a bit of interference on here. If you are hearing that, we do apologise. We will try and sort that out. Oh, there we go. It's because I had that faded up. We will be nice and quiet from now on.
Here's N'Golo spinning out of a challenge. He's got Griffin, who's drifted over to the right wing now. Lays it off for N'Golo down by the corner flag. Can he get a ball in? Will he play it back? He's looking for Reed on the edge of the area. Reed goes back to Waterfield. Waterfield spins. Finds N'Golo. Now he's charging off down the side. N'Golo instead looks to get a ball into the box, but there's no one attacking it. And it's just going to roll into the hands of Philpott. If there was someone just onto that at the near post, could have been an opportunity. But instead, Winchester are bringing it forward.
I love to see a player gambling on those near post balls.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
But that's all right. No worries. I got you back. But I think in that situation, maybe N'Golo's ball was a little bit later than players were expecting. So they were holding their run a little bit. And then it means that they were on their heels.
So a throw on the far side for the hosts. Currently AFC Tottenham 1, but Winchester equalised immediately. Olamiwa scoring eventually from, Jordan N'Golo had a rocket off the post. Olamiwa just stabbed it over the line. And then Bentley equalised almost instantly. And now Winchester have it on the edge of the area. Opportunity to get a shot in, but it's blocked by Olamiwa.
Whoa. Tottenham are having to stay very awake to this, but Gwengri's got this ball and this could be an opportunity.
Gwengri tries to drive forward with it, lays it off outside for Waterfield. I think it might have picked up a deflection, but Waterfield's going to get there comfortably. Closed down by Malambo, goes across to Olamiwa. He finds Medway.
It's funny, isn't it? Malambo moves around very slowly and then all of a sudden he puts the afterburners on and he rockets off, doesn't he? He's got so much pace about him.
Ball switched across field and N'Golo keeps it in immaculately.
Such great close control.
And now Bourne tries to loft one over the top. N'Golo will chase this towards the corner flag, but the defenders got there first. Trying to buy the throw. Not sure if it's ever actually gone out of bounds. Now Olamiwa was going to try and steer it downfield. This one Winchester should deal with.
Yeah, it was looking more for an area from Addy there, not for a player's feet.
There is someone with a very distinctive voice who appeals for everything every time the ball goes out of play.
Is that a player that we can hear, or is it a fan? I think it might be a fan, actually.
I'm pretty sure it's a fan.
Can hear the voice of Dan Sackman for a minute there as well.
As a referee blows for a free kick inside Tottenham territory here. Not the first stoppage we've had this game.
No. I wonder how Dan's feeling about the opening moments of this game. He's never a manager to flap.
Winchester play the ball out to the right flank. Feeney trying to run a little bit of a 1-2. Now he drives into the area, and that is an absolutely no-nonsense defending to put the foot through it from Olamiwa.
Yeah, Feeney knew that was Olamiwa standing his ground there. And look, as a player going back to the team that you used to play for, he's going to want to play his best football. Don't you agree, Ben?